Thank you and good morning. Caltrans is looking at the possibility of closing down a stretch of highway in Del Norte County that is prone to seismic activity and repeated mud and rock slides, the last chance grade on Highway 101. Located 10 miles south of Crescent City, Caltrans has begun assessments of the stretch of roadway and the impacts its closing would have on regional businesses and communities. The corridor is a major artery for the movement of goods into Del Norte County and southern Oregon. Caltrans mapped the geological activity in the region in 2000 and has recorded more than 200 active slides within the corridor. Maintenance and repairs of the stretch of the highway are continuous. Caltrans is currently meeting monthly with local, tribal, and civic leaders regarding last chance grade, and any proposed closure of the roadway is hypothetical at this time. Pacific Gas and Electric has announced that it will pay for the installation of heat and fire sensing cameras at important fire lookout locations in northern and central California. With the prospect of another dry winter ahead, followed by another dangerous fire season, PG&E will spend about $2 million to install the programmable cameras at the Pratt, Grasshopper, Pierce, and Horse Lookout Towers in our region. The project is being coordinated with the Humboldt Fire Chiefs Association and will allow for better fire protection in highly vulnerable forest areas. Last week, the U.S. Sentencing Commission announced new sentencing guidelines for those convicted of causing environmental damage at illegal marijuana trespass grows. Those penalties will only apply to federal convictions, but the Ukiah Daily Journal reported that the same issues are being addressed at the state level. A state appellate court has upheld damages against a man who was convicted not only of cultivation of thousands of marijuana plants, but who also cut down more than 200 trees on private property, built an illegal roadway, and diverted water from a local stream to irrigate the garden. The lawyer for Ross Matuszek argued that he should not have to pay $225,000 in damages, but the judge disagreed and ordered Matuszek to remove the road and perform other restorative work to repair some of the damage he caused. The impacts from the results of last week's election will be delayed for some involved parties due to continuing ballot counts and official certification of results, but for the sheriff's office, the impacts were immediate. California voters approved Proposition 47 last week, and according to Sheriff Mike Downey, the provisions of that measure went into effect immediately with the release of jail inmates who had been sentenced for non-serious and non-violent crimes. 8 inmates were released by the end of the week, with more to follow, and Downey commented on the impact that's had on the jail population.
Because of the provisions of Prop 47, we released some of the folks that fall under that guideline. So that's our population today was down in the 320s, 325, when we're usually up around 470, 475.
Prop 47 has changed the designation of many nonviolent and non-serious crimes from felonies to misdemeanors, a measure opposed by district attorneys and law enforcement leaders across the state. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. One measure on last week's ballot was approved by voters across Humboldt County, Measure Z. The half-cent sales tax increase will be used to fund public safety, probation, and public works in the county. Sheriff Mike Downey spoke about the importance of Measure Z's passage.
With the passage of Z, we can all sit around and go, wow, now we can start hiring people. We can start filling our ranks back up. But people have to realize there's a process that goes along with that. And sometimes it can be a long process, finding qualified candidates, putting them through a full background and making sure that they fit with the standards of peace officer standards of training through POST.
The revenue from Measure Z is projected to reach $6 million per year. Downey believes, however, that's not the only reason that the measure was passed.
I think the voters looked at it and realized that we need law enforcement. I think that was the driving force behind that proposition or that measure passing.
Along with the passage of Measure Z, Measure Q in Eureka was also approved, and the total sales tax now in the city of Eureka is 8.75%. The National Weather Service forecasts higher than normal wave and surf activity this week as a powerful northern Pacific storm moves south. The heaviest wave activity is expected to happen offshore, and the local threat of sneaker waves could grow as the week progresses. By Wednesday, stormy weather is expected along the coast. Use caution when visiting local beaches and never turn your back on the ocean. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.